Welcome to the good stuff. And have we ever got a bunch of good stuff, right, Mike?
We do, starting with a reminder about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. All of the events coming up January 31st through the 8th, almost a week away now. Something new this year you want to check out that Ron Jeffries and the crew have put together is the new Bullfighters Only on February 1st. Don't miss the Ian Munsey concert with special guest star Colby Acuff February 7th. And you know where you can find out more information? Go to blackhillsstockshow.com for a full list of all the exciting events.
You need to go to tsln.com. That's right. That's Tri-State Livestock News. You can go there and you can subscribe. You can get updates, sale barn reports, and the latest stories. When you subscribe, then you'll start getting a weekly edition arriving to your doorstep, and it includes all kinds of livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists that are very entertaining, classified ads particular to this whole category and special interest sections, and a whole lot more. TSLN.com, it's what ranchers read.
I have something to share from Rod Nichols back in 2005. So we're going on 20 years for this one.
Isn't that crazy?
What do you have?
I have several things. One of them is a text message I'm going to share.
Okay. Why don't you do that to start things
off? All right. Well, you got to pay attention because we're going to be doing this and you got to visualize. So mom sends a message to her daughter and says, what does IDK and then LY and TTLN mean? And the daughter replies, I don't know. Love you. Talk to you later. Mom says, okay, I'll ask your sister.
Got to get those things down right.
Yeah. A sign of the times. If you weren't quite sure, if you didn't quite get it, check with somebody younger than you.
Okay, here's Rod Nichols. It takes a good man to be a cowboy. He works a long day for short pay, but there ain't no quit in his being. He's glad to be living that way. He's proud of the life that he has chosen, but hard as it may be, old pard, he wouldn't change places with no one, for he's riding up close to the Lord. A preacher, a cowboy, just isn't. A man who is just a hired hand, but the life that he daily encounters is right in the heart of God's plan. He ain't got a doubt where he's heading, though it may seem far and oft barred. A cowboy is ready and able, for he's riding up close to the Lord. His day often seems never-ending, from dawn until daylight is gone. Whatever the new day may bring him, a cowboy just keeps keeping on. It takes a good man to be a cowboy, yet, hard as that may seem, old pard, a cowboy is blessed with good company, for he's riding up close to the Lord. Rod Nichols for you today here on The Good Stuff. Okay, that must mean it's your turn now, Kim.
All right, I'm going to be sharing 9 ways to know if you have estrogen issues.
Oh.
And interestingly enough, I don't know who wrote it, and there may be a reason behind it.
Might
that.
Be anonymous for a reason.
Yep, that's right. Everyone around you has an attitude problem. That's one way to know if you have estrogen issues. You're adding chocolate chips to your cheese omelet. The dryer has shrunk every last pair of your jeans.
Uh-oh.
Your husband is suddenly agreeing to everything you say.
He might be scared.
You're using your cellular phone to dial up every bumper sticker that says, how's my driving? Call 1-800. Everyone's head looks like an invitation to batting practice.
Oh, no.
Oh, everyone seems to have just landed here from outer space. These are all ways to know if you might be having some estrogen issues. You're sure that everyone is scheming to drive you crazy, and the ibuprofen bottle is empty, and you bought it yesterday. Ways to know if you are suffering from estrogen issues.
Did you watch any of the inauguration on Monday?
No, I did not.
Well, we had a U.S. Senator, Deb Fischer from Nebraska, that did the opening remarks and kind of the welcome and the introductions in there. And, of course, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was in the background behind the president. And President Trump said, we're going to Mars.
Oh, there we go, everybody.
So, and
if you
Elon,
didn't know it, you do now.
Elon Musk was thrilled. So, true. That's true. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I wouldn't kid about something like that.
I know it. I know. That's some of the good stuff.
That's right. Keep listening out there on great radio stations like KWIR, Winter, South Dakota, 1260 AM Country. So check it out. And thanks for listening to your local radio stations, folks. Keep listening for more of the good stuff.